the Daf Kuf Bey. So we got to the last line of Kuf Alf and Bey. The Gemara had presented a long brisa that was a kasha for Rav Chista. Rav Chista was of the opinion that when it comes to Hesach Hadas, the din is if you eat something that requires a bracha chashuva, such as benching or main shalosh, so then you would not have to make a bracha when leaving, and when you're returning, you would not have to make a new bracha either. But we have this long brisa that said it's only true if you leave someone behind, a zakin or a chol or anybody else for that matter. But if you left nobody behind, then the Gemara, the brisa seemed to say that you would have to say a new bracha when leaving this place. So that, the Gemara said, was a kashil of chista. So Gemara enters in the last line of Kuf Alfman Beis, Amr of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, going on to Daf Kuf Beis now. Man Tana Akiros, who's the one who says the Akiros? I mean, who's the one of the Braisa who says that if you leave the place, regardless of whether or not you're eating a mezonos or hamotzi or a fruit or something else, you have to say a new bracha? That's a Das Yacha, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds this whole Braisa. Rabbi Chista goes like the Chacham who argued Rabbi Yehuda. So who's Rabbi Yehuda? So Gemara quotes in the top line of Kuf Beis now, Desanya, Chaveirim Shehayu Mesubim, the people are sitting down eating. They got up to go to shul, they got up to go learn. When they leave, they do not need a bracha before leaving. When they return back, they don't need a new bracha when they return either. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda comments, when is it all true? Only as long as some people are left behind, whether it's an old person or a sick person or anybody else for that matter, if they leave them behind, so that's continued, the suit is considered as if it's continuing. About if he doesn't leave anybody behind, the din is kishen yotzim, when he leaves to go to shul or base medrash or anywhere else, tune in bracha mafrei, he needs a bracha before leaving, and bracha achrona, and kishen chos, when they return back, tune in bracha lechachli, they need a new bracha rishona, regardless of what they're eating. So this is all Rabbi Yehuda, who says it does not make a difference what type of food he's eating. It's all dependent on whether the people are still there or not. But according to Rav Chista, he felt like this, the opinion of the Chachamim, not mentioned the Braisa, but there's another opinion of the Chachamim who holds that's not totally on whether people left behind or not. It's totally on what you're eating, and that's the sheet of Rav Chista, that's the sheet of the Chachamim. So now the Gemara is making a dig back from yesterday's daf, that we said it does depend on what you're actually eating. The Gemara makes the following deal. At the time of the Bidvarm, Hatunim Bracha Lacharem, Bumkomam, only because it's certain foods that require a bracha in its place. In other words, that's a different way of saying a bracha chashuva. When you need to bench, we need to say a main shalosh, so that would be the din, kishen yotzim, when you leave ein tuna bracha, if I'm having a cake, I step outside the house, I don't need a bracha lafrei, I don't need to make a bracha achrona before leaving. Ukshen chosen, when I return back inside, ein tuna bracha litchachi, I don't need a new bracha rishona. Aval dvarim shein tuna bracha lachareim bimkomam, if it's a bracha, or it's a food that doesn't require bracha in its place, which is another way of saying, if it's a barina fashos, if I'm having a fruit, or water, so then the din would be afilu l'rabbanan k'shen yotin tunim bracha l'mafreya. When you leave, you first have to say a bracha achrona when having water or fruit. U'k'shen chos, when you return back, tunim bracha l'chachil, you need a new bracha rishona. So again, this chilek, this distinction, is a mezonos, or let's say main shalosh and benching, don't require, it's not a hesek adas when you step out of the place, but anything that requires a bari nefashos, it is considered a hefsek shinimakam when you leave. So that's the diak, it's a very fair diak from the braisa. But after the Gemara points this out, the Gemara says, Lema teve tiyufta de Rabbi Yochanan. This is a tiyufta to Rabbi Yochanan. Remember, we had a couple of days ago, Machlokas Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan. The person said Kiddush and Shul Friday night. Is the Yotze Kiddush? Is the Yotze Agafen? So Rabbi Yochanan felt, you are Yotze Agafen, and you don't have to repeat a new Agafen or Geffen when you go back home. When you go back home, you don't have to. There's no such thing as Shina Makom when it comes to food. But this is a brisa that clearly says there is a concept of shinoi makom when it comes to food. So this is against Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan can't go against the brisa. Lema teve tiyufta to Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara says, lav mio svina chadazina. Do we not already give him a hard time? We already asked the kasha from another brisa. Why did they bring a second brisa against Rabbi Yochanan? So Gemara says, lav mio svina chadazina. So neima nami meho, neima meho nami teve tiyufta. So no, maybe there's another brisa that's a tiyufta. So two brises are going to refute him. What's wrong with that? So why didn't we suggest that this brisa goes against Rabbi Yochanan as well as the other brisa that we brought yesterday? So the Gemara says, this brisa actually is not a tiyufta. There's a way Rabbi Yochanan could have wiggled out of this brisa. The other one he couldn't wiggle out of. This one, there's another way to interpret the brisa. How so? So the Gemara says, Amr lecha Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says back to him, Hu adin, the truth is, even though the brisa says, when you're having food, and that tuna brachal m'komam, you're having benching and ein shalosh, it's not considered shirim makom, you didn't make the proper diuk. The truth is, even if you're having bar nefashos and you left the house, that too would not be considered shina makom. So why did the Braisa only focus in on the benching on main shalosh? So Rabbi Yochanan explains that huadirna filu dvarm she'ein tunim bracha lacharem bimkomam, even foods that don't require bracha in its initial place, which again means a bar nefashos, even that, nami ein tichin levarch, you would not need to say bracha if you have a shina makom. So why do they mention dafka, that which is tunim bracha bimkomam? So hadikatani, says Rabbi Yochanan, Aku raglen lehodiacha kocha de Yehuda, to show you how far Rabbi Yehuda is willing to go. Rabbi Yehuda holds a field varmisha tunim bracha lacharem bimkomam, even foods that require benching main shalosh, which require a bracha in its initial place, even those foods, the only reason Rabbi Yehuda allows the bracha to continue is time of the henichu miktas chaverim, only if you leave some people behind. Aval lo henichu miktas chaverim, when you don't leave people behind, even if you're eating that which requires benching or main shalosh, kishen yotzin, when you leave tunim bracha l'mafrei, you need a new bracha, you need bracha achrona first before leaving. Ukshen chozin, when you return back, you need a new bracha rishon when you're returning. So just telling a chiddush, Rabbi Yehuda goes so far to say it all depends on whether people are left behind or not. Nothing to do with the items of food you're eating. Whether it's a bar nefashos item or even a main shalosh item, even a main shalosh item that also requires a bracha before leaving, that would be shina makom. But for the chachamim, Rabbi Yochanan says, there is no such thing as shina makom, whether it's benching, whether it's main shalosh, or whether it's even bar nefashos, Rabbi Yochanan says it would not be considered shina makom. So Gemara just brings a braisa to prove Rav Chista's point. Tanya Kavasa Rav Chista. Rav Chista, again, is the one who says, depends on what you're eating. If you're eating main shalosh or benching, you don't require bracha. If you're eating bar nefashos, you do require new bracha. So the braisa says, chaveirim, shim subin lishtos yain, they're sitting down to drink wine. Wine requires what? A main shalosh. The akru, raglein, they leave, v'chazu, they return back, ein tzrich levarach, they don't need a new bracha. Why? Because here they're having that which requires a main shalosh, that's called a bracha chashuva. But had they have been having either peros, fruit, or water, which is only a bar nefashos, they would have to return a v'sein new bracha before leaving and when returning back. Just look at the Rashbam on the wide lines, three wide lines down, just to explain this proof. He says, Tanya kavasa de Rav Chista, Chaverim shayu musubim lishtos yain, they're sitting down to drink wine. Behind you, the Rav Chista. This is Rav Chista's shita. Damar dvarm shetunin bracha lacharem bimkomam, a bracha chashuva type of food. Ein tzarach levarach. V'habehed yom mesayil the Rav Chista midikatani yain. The proof is from the wine, which is a me'ein shalosh type of food. Fine. The Gemara now says last five lines on the page. So Tanya Rabban of the Braisa says bnei chabura shayu musubin v'kidei shalem hayom. People are sitting down eating, and then the sun sets, Shabbos begins, Mivin lo kos shayayin, they bring a cup of wine, V'omer lav, you say Kedushas Hayom, you say Kedushas Hayom on the Kiddush, V'sheinin, you bring a second one, Omer lav, Birkas Hamazon, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. You have two separate kosos, one for Kiddush and one for benching. Okay. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ochel v'holech ad shetechshach, Rabbi Yossi l'shitasa, you can continue to eat through, into, and through Shabbos as well. And when you finish the meal, Gamru, you finish it, Kos Rishon Mivarch Abirkas Amazon, Vasheni Omer Alava Kudush Hayom. So this is Rabbi Yosef Shitaso, that you don't have to interrupt your meal. You could say the Kiddush after the Suda, either because he doesn't hold the Makum Suda, or he says, and we saw Tosis a couple of days ago, that that's considered Makum Suda, even a Kiddush after the Suda, it's called Kiddush Makum Suda. So either way, so Rabbi Yehuda says you need to stop. You need to say Kiddush, and then you complete your meal. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you bench first, and then you say Kiddush afterwards. So the Gemara asks the question, why is this the case? V'nimrinu the tevayu achava kasa. Rabbi Yossi says, what do? You bench, and then you Kiddush afterwards. Why do you have two kosas? It says, kos rishon is benching, kos sheni is Kiddush yom. Have one cup, and say benching and the Kiddush are all in the same cup. Why do you have to have two different kosas here? So Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Sheshes, Ein Omrim Shtei Kedushos Al Kos Echad. You're not allowed to say two Kedushos. You can't have the Kiddush of benching and the Kiddush of Kiddush on the same coast. Why not? My time, huh? The Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, rather, Lefisha Ein Osin Mitzvos, Chavilos Chavilos. We don't bundle up mitzvos. Why not? So Rashbam points out, the first wide line down Rashbam, he says, Chavilos Chavilos, Demechse Oleh, Kimasa. It looks like you're trying, it's a burden. You're trying to chop things up and just move quickly. Mitzvahs are meant to be done with patience and joy. Once you're trying to, kill two birds with one stone, that means you're trying to just cover your bases really, really quickly. That's not the way we want to focus on mitzvahs. It's near the kimasa. You're trying to knock them off as quick as possible. That's how the Rashbam says. Many other Rishonim say it a little bit differently. You have to find out nafkaminas. if you're doing two mitzvahs, you're not going to get the proper focus. Not because of the appearance, but your actual das, your focus, your kavanah won't be. You're trying to do kiddush and benching at the same time. You're not focusing properly. It's somehow a lack in das, according to many of the other Rishonim. Either way, it's clearly a problem of mitzvahs chavilos. Now, there is an interesting Tosas. Take a look at Tosas. Shein omer mishtei kedushas akos echad. Tosas writes as follows. He says, "Yesh nogim, they're those who have the practice b'chuppah, mitam zeh, shlo lomar sheva brachos al kos birchas hamazon." When it comes to the benching, they would have two different koses like we do. One for the benching, and a separate one that goes around for the sheva brachos. Ela mevin kos acher, they bring a separate kos. Vein mevarchen al sheni b'bori per gafen, but you don't say a gafen on the second cup that's brought. Kevin shekvar birch al kos birchas hamazon. So the gafen is going to cover both the benching kos and the sheva brachos kos, but you have two separate koses, the two different mitzvahs. Ki ein nachon levarch pamayim, it doesn't make sense to say the bracha of gafen twice. He felt you could say both these benchings and shevah brachos all in the same cup. Why? We said here, you can't do two different mitzvahs on some same coast. You can't say kiddush and benching on the same coast. So how could Rabbeinu Meshulam say you could say shevah brachos and benching on the same coast? He says, the law dami the birkas hamazon and kiddush. The case of shevah brachos and benching is different than benching and kiddush. How? The trei milah nidu. When it comes to benching and kiddush, they're two separate items. Kedamrin and besamach. Aval hacha, here, benching and shevah brachos is considered chada milsehi. Why is it chada milsehi? The birkas hamazon garin the birkas nesuin. The din is that benching causes birkas nesuin. You can't just say shevah brachos without having mu'abil. You don't just say, okay, I have the chas and kal, let's say shevah brachos. It's the suda that causes the shevah brachos. It's the suda that causes the benching. So since it's the same gorim, it's the food that causes both shevah brachos and benching, they're considered the same concept. As opposed to benching and kiddush, they're two different things. The kiddush creates the kiddush yom. Benching is a response to eating. Two different halachas, you can't put them together. But shevah brachos and benching, they're under the same rubric according to Rabbeinu Meshulam. So then he says further in Tosos, he says, Birchas Erison, V'nesuin, Nagu Lomar al Shtei Kosos. So under Chuppah, we know this first of Birchas Erison, and then you have a separation, and then we have the Shevah Brachos, which is considered the Birchas Nesuin. So the Gemara, so Tosos says, that practice is Lomar al Shtei Kosos, V'tayma, D'Ragilin Zebelozeb. Now, the truth is, they're both very similar. Why do you need two kosos? You know, Erison and Nusun are very similar. They're all about getting married. They're just two steps to get married. So why do you have two separate kosos? So the Tosafot is right because the practice was to separate the Erison sometimes a year before the Nusun. There's a big separation, even though conceptually they're very similar. Kedamar b'ksubas daf zayin, mevarachin birkas Erison b'beis Erison, u'birchas chasam b'beis chasam. They were done in two different places, and sometimes the timing was a year off from each other, so the practice was to have them separate even when doing them in tandem under the chuppah. V'od, furthermore, denagu l'kros ksuba b'en time v'abi hefsek. Furthermore, the practice is to read the ksuba, and that's a big practice. And once the ksuba has a hefsek, so therefore it causes a separation, needing a separate bracha, a separate kos rather, for the birchas nesuin. And therefore, he explains why there are in fact two different koses. So this concept of enos and mitzvah chavilos is a big, big topic. Also, one sheet of the Rambam holds when he records halacha, he talks about when you can't lump two mitzvahs deraisa together. That's how you use the lashon. Two mitzvahs deraisa is a problem, and they all infer. They infer from that. Well, if it were two derabanan or derabanan and deraisa, so then that actually would be okay according to the Rambam. So you have to figure out what's a deraisa and what's a derabanan. We're about to see a discussion about kiddush and havdalah. So based on this language, the Gemara clearly says that havdalah and kiddush would seemingly be a problem had not been that they're the same kedusha. But if they're two different things, you couldn't do havdalah and kiddush at the same time. So they infer from this that it must be the Rambam holds havdalah is a mitzvah deraisa. Otherwise, you can't even talk about this according to the Rambam. That's a big discussion whether havdalah is deraisa or derabanan. The Rambam has a language, kishem mekadshim b'tchilas Shabbos kacha, I forget exactly the lashon, so to do havdalah at the end. He has this kishem language equating kiddush and havdalah. Everybody holds kiddush is deraisa. On wine, it's derabanan, but kiddush itself is deraisa. So from that equation from the Rambam of kiddush is the same thing as havdalah, one's in the front end, one's in the back end of Shabbos, sounds like the Rambam holds it's deraisa, and that's why this Gemara makes sense that two deraisas on one cup would be a problem of einos and mitzvos, chavilos, chavilos. Okay. Let's go by to now. Gemara says, back inside, Kuv Beis and Beis, we just brought the reason of Lufish Ein Osen Mitzos, Chavilos, Chavilos. The Gemara says, is that really true? Then we have Velo, Vahatanya, the Brisa says, Hanichnas, Lebesa, but Matzah Shabbos, a person goes to his house Matzah Shabbos, he's Mevarach al Yain, Val HaMa'or, Val Besamim, V'Charkach Omer Havdala al Kosa. This is a little bit out of order how we do it. There's a mission in Maseches Brachos, if you remember, like Dafnun Beis or so, that talks about the different orders according to Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, whether the Bracha V'Esh or Bracha Besamim comes first. We do Besamim, then we do Esh. The Gemara here is quoting in the other order, that first Al HaMa'or, then Al Besamim. Either way, you do Yain, Mor, Besamim, V'Charkach Amar Omer Havdala al Kosa. Fine. Vim ein lo ela kos echad. If you only have just one cup, so then what do? Right, you have the bench. So we're not getting involved in a shal shudas whether you should drink the cup after shki or not. But let's assume you had one kos, you had shal shudas earlier in the day, and you were making a zimun. So you wanted the bench ela kos. You'll have to drink that if it's earlier than the day. The shal is when it comes after shki. So let's say you have one cup. So now what do? Do you use the cup for the benching of shal shudas, or do you hold off the cup until havdalah to say havdalah later on? So the Gemara says, if all you have is just one cup of wine, you should save it until after benching, and you have them all on one cup. So Gemara says, so we see clearly, yeah, you can lump together benching and Havdalah. They're two different halachas, and yet we say, osin chavilus chavilus. So how come we could say above, ein osin mitzvahs chavilus chavilus? This Brisa says you can lump two mitzvahs together. So the Gemara says, "Ein lo shayni." The guy had no wine. That's a shas of the chak. In general, if you have many options, many bottles of wine, so they should be separate kosas. A guy had one cup left, so then we could mitzvah the idea of missing out on benching, missing out on Havdalah, that overrides the concept of mitzvahs chavilus chavilus. This is a case of bidyeved. Don't ask kashas of bidyeved cases. So Gemara then says, "V'ha yom tiv shechal yos acha Shabbos disle." So yom tiv falls out after Shabbos, where the guy clearly has. So right now, the Gemara is talking about. The understanding is that the first day of Yom Tov, the guy's got plenty of wine. Why does he have plenty of wine the first day of Yom Tov? So Rashbam writes, look at Rashbam. If you, I'll say it outside, we'll look at it outside maybe afterwards. Rashbam says in Pesach, we know every single person, the Mishnah said in the beginning of the parakeet, every person, afil ani, requires four cups of wine. So the first night of Yom Tov, he definitely has at least four cups of wine. So we know there's a situation where he's got plenty of wine. Tosa says, nothing to do with the guy having four cups of wine. People in general have enough wine to work with. When they yantif, they buy up all the bottles of wine. There's plenty of wine in the beginning of yantif. So says the Gemara, ha yantif shechal yos acha Shabbos de islay. If it's a yantif, that's matzah Shabbos. So Shabbos leads into yantif, where de islay's got plenty of wine and plenty of kosas to use. Vamirav yakna, which means yain kiddush ner havdalah. So he says yain, which is hagafen. He says kiddush and ner ha'esh and havdalah all together. So he says havdalah and kiddush on the same cup. So the Gemara says, wait a second, how come it's Yakna? Amrei midilo amr zman, if it doesn't say zman, it doesn't say Yakna has, it must be mechlal de b'shvisha pesach haskinim. We know every single yantif, you say a zman, you say shechianu. What's the one exception you don't say shechianu? On the last day of Pesach. First day of Pesach, you certainly do. Shavuos, you certainly do. Sukkot, first days, you do. And Shmiat Teres, which is also an independent regal, but from the Atzma, you also say shechianu. The one yantif, you don't. And Rosh Hashanah as well. And Yom Kippur, we say in Shul. The one yantif you don't say Shechianu is the last day of Pesach. So if it's a Yakna, there's no Yakna Hazir, it must be the Shvisha Pesach. Askinan, the Chom Maida Havale Achol, Leivaleslai. Whatever he had, he's done. By the end of Pesach, he's done. There's no cups of wine. That's a likely circumstance where Leslie, he has no wine left. So that's why we put it together on Yakna, because he has no other wine left. But had it been the beginning of Pesach, the beginning of Shavuos or Sukkot, whatever, you had plenty of wine, you could not put Kiddush and Havdalah on the same cup. So the Gemara says, "V'ha yom tov rishon de islay." But yom tov rishon, where he certainly does have enough wine. Now look at the Rashbam. How does he have enough wine? So Rashbam writes halfway down, like I told you before, "Ha yom tov rishon de islay de afilu ani shebe yisrael lo yifchasu lo me'arba kosos." Even an ani has to have at least dal kosos. So he's got plenty of wine at least in the beginning of Pesach. And Rash, I told you, Tosfos argues and says, "No, just mistama." He writes that people buy a lot of wine in the beginning of Pesach, so he's got a lot of wine. Islay. So even though it's the beginning of Yontif and he's got plenty of wine to use, yet we still have the concept Amr Bai Yikzana Rav Amar Yaknahaz, however you pronounce these Russian tables, that's Yain Kiddush Zman Ner Havdalah, or it's Yain Kiddush Ner Havdalah, or Zman. Either way, since there's Zman, it must be the beginning of Pesach, and he's got plenty of wine, and yet we still say you lump together the Kiddush and Havdalah all on the same cup. So before you go Vaita and look at the answer, take a look at Tosfos just for a moment. Tosfos writes, Rav Amar Yakna. Second Tosfos from the bottom. So Yakna, so when it comes to Shabbos leading into Yom Tov, where Matzah Shabbos is Yom Tov, so we say Yain Kiddush Ner Havdalah. But what about Besamim? What happened to Besamim? Where did we leave Besamim out? So Tosfos writes, Ma she'ein maskir b'samim, perish rashbam, detam b'samim mishim ibud neshama yisera. The reason why in general you have b'samim is because the neshama is lost, and you lose the neshama yisera rather, and therefore to overcome that, you smell the b'samim to kind of wake yourself up. That's how the Tosfos understands. U'b'yamtav nami ikan neshama yisera, and there's also a neshama yisera as well. And therefore, even though Shabbos is ending, the neshama yisera doesn't leave because it stays with you during Yantif. So that's why there's no need for a b'samim. V'kasha, so Tosfos asks the question, Dim Kain, if that's the case, b'mosa yamtav amai lo takinu b'samim. So that means that if we have a neshama yisera on Yantif, so when there's Avdallah on Yantif, there should be some b'samim. Well, we know we don't say b'samim after Yantif, we only say the Matzah Shabbos. So l'chach nira, the b'yamtav leka neshama yisera. Tosfos thinks that there is no neshama yisera on Yantif. So if there's no neshama yisera on Yantif, so why when Shabbos ends and leads into Yantif, why is there no b'samim? So Tosfos writes something very fascinating. V'hacha ein maskir b'samim b'shum de simchas yamtif v'achil v'shtia moyo kamo b'samim. That the replacement of b'samim is the eating and drinking of yamtif. That simchas yamtif is the replacement for b'samim. You do need b'samim. Matzah Shabbos leading into yamtif, but the food and drink, eat and drinking of yamtif, that simchas yamtif can replace the need for b'samim. That's how Tosfos understands this. The Ramban actually argues. Ramban says there is a neshama yisera on yamtif. So if there's a neshama yisera on yamtif, why don't we say Abdallah when yamtif is over? He says the neshama yisera we get on yamtif does not leave. We get it and we keep it with us the whole year. Shabbos, we get neshama yisera, we lose it, we get it, we lose it each Shabbos. But when yamtif comes, we get a special neshama yisera that stays with us forever. And then the next time that yamtif comes, we get another neshama yisera, and that stays with us. There's no loss. If there's no loss, there is no need for a b'samim. That's what the Tosfos understands. The Ran writes differently. Ran writes here in the Pesachim, he says, it's about how many levels of kedusha you're dropping. From Shabbos to Chol, that's a big drop. Shabbos is the highest kedusha, all the way to Chol, that's a big shock. When you go from a yantif, let's say, to a chol, it's not a yantif to chol moed, the drop isn't so big. Yantif is like, no, let's call them four levels. Shabbos is the highest, yantif, chol moed, chol. Shabbos to chol is on from the rooftop to the bottom. But yantif to a chol moed is only one drop. Even yantif to a chol is only two drops. That's not a big drop. Only when it's the biggest drop from Shabbos to chol, only then is the body in shock. But when you lose the neshama yisera of a yantif, it's not such a big drop. It's a lower type of neshama yisera from yantif than that of Shabbos. Either way, we see that there is no b'samim when it comes to Matzah Shabbos leading into Yom. So now, back to the Gemara. So we wanted to know. We said there's a concept that ain't osa mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. You can't lump together two mitzvahs all in one cup. So how come when it comes to Havdalah and Kiddush, you're allowed to? So the Gemara answers, Ella, Havdalah v'Kiddush chada milsi. It's all the same thing. Kiddush Havdalah, it's the same concept. It's all about the Kiddush of Shabbos, the Kiddush of Yom Tov. One to the beginning, one to the end. Now this language of the Gemara seems to indicate the following. There's a big machlokas, Rashi, Rambam, and there's a brisk rav on this in the Gemara and Shabbos about the nature of Havdalah. Now if you were to ask a kid, why do you do Havdalah? They'll tell you because Havdalah ends Shabbos. Shabbos is over with Havdalah. That's not really true. Right, the Gemara does say that you can't do Malacha before doing Havdalah. You're not allowed to. But it's not because Shabbos is still continuing to go. The understanding is that I can't do Malacha before doing Bedikas Chametz. I can't do Malacha before Ner Chanukah. I can't do Malacha before anything. There's a concept in general. 30 minutes prior to the mitzvah and during the Zman mitzvah, I can't do a Malacha. That's going to take me away from the actual mitzvah. So the Rashi points out that the reason why you can't do a Malacha is because you have a mitzvah of Havdalah, but Shabbos is over. Shabbos is over whenever it says. You hold of 60 minutes, 72 minutes. Shabbos is over at that point, but you need to hold off just because there's a mitzvah of Havdalah in hand. So there seems to be indication, others hold that Havdalah actually ends Shabbos. But it's not really so much ending Shabbos. The way the Rambam seems to hold, Havdalah doesn't end Shabbos. Havdalah is somehow a backwards mikdash of Shabbos. We have a forward kiddush of kiddush in the beginning. Havdalah is like the brackets on the end, not to end it, but kind of to close it off on the end, to sandwich it from a kiddush and Havdalah at both ends. And now this Gemara makes a lot of sense, that Havdalah and kiddush is chadamilsi. If you say, you know, kiddush begins, creates Shabbos, Havdalah ends it, it's not chadamilsi, these are two different things. But if you assume that there's somehow a forward kiddush and a backwards kiddush, then you could say this idea of chadamilsi, and that's why the Gemara says, Yaknahaz makes sense. Both Kiddush and Havdalah can be on the same coast because they're all based on the same idea. However, when it comes to Birkas HaMazon and Kiddush, they're two different things, Trei Milin Inu, and since they're Trei Milin Inu, therefore you cannot say both benching and Kiddush on the same cup, unless the person ain't low, unless he has no other choice, no cups of wine, the last cup of wine, then you can lump them together. Other than that, one's not allowed to. So let's quickly recap. We start with a big question about Rav Chisda, about whether or not when a person leaves, when he has a main shalosh or benching, whether he has to say new bracha or not. We said that only Rabbi Yehuda says that leaving the house requires a new bracha regardless of what you're eating. Rav Chissa held like the Chachamim that says, no, if you're eating bar nefashos, it does require a new bracha, but if it's main shalosh or benching, then you don't need a new bracha. So we had a question of Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said, no, the Brice is not such a question for him. And then we had the whole discussion about saying kiddush and benching all in the same cup. Rabbi Yehuda says if you're eating, you have to say first say kiddush in the meal and then bench afterwards. Rabbi Yossi says no, say benching and then kiddush afterwards, but on two separate cups. Why? Because einos and mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. Then we discuss saying together kiddush and havdal in the same cup because since it's chadamilsi, one cup's enough. But benching and kiddush are trei milin and therefore requires two separate kosas. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.